producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another head spinner as we kick off the new week. It's already the eighth day of September 2014. Hard to believe the 13th anniversary will soon be upon us on Thursday. On Thursday, I'm going to do a fourth hour live out of the new TV radio studio. We will be moving in there full-time very, very soon, but also using the studio some as well. Won't really be able to tell any difference if you're a radio listener. We do simulcast at Infowars.com/show with a free video feed. And the nightly news, of course, for subscribers, PrisonPlanet.tv. As we've grown our base of reporters and researchers, investigative journalists, thanks to all of you out there supporting us and spreading the word in a team effort. Where to start? I've just got to go over all this news today. So much of it is just incredibly important. The filmmaker and researcher has done it again. Mr. O'Keefe, who I want to work on getting on the broadcast, James O'Keefe, dresses an Ebola-infected ISIS terrorist to sneak across Lake Erie from Canada to Cleveland and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without being challenged once. Just showing that the hundreds of billions spent a year, hundreds of billions of dollars on, quote, intelligence is all a giant joke, ladies and gentlemen. And the entire Homeland Security system, he was dressed up in an Al-Qaeda outfit, in a frog boat, in a Navy boat, an inflatable, drove in and simulated basically smuggling in ricin, Ebola, you name it, to draw attention to the fact that our border's wide open. And I imitate anything that's successful. That's why we sent Joe Biggs down to the border last week to show that he could simulate a beheading right outside downtown El Paso, dressed as an ISIS fighter, and then come across with an ISIS flag and declare America for ISIS, basically. It is stunts like these that illustrate how ridiculous. In fact, we ought to simulate, you can go to an Army Navy store or buy them online, a used rocket launcher. I got to think about this, though. There could be some legal issues, but anybody could do it. I don't recommend you do, folks, before you think it out. I'm just brainstorming. And go sit out on the edge of an airfield where planes are at 5,000 feet, dress as a jihadi, and simulate shooting it down to illustrate that 15,000 MPADs have been given to Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, now known as ISIS or IS. And that leads us to the next story here. By the way, that's something Navy SEALs famously have done a lot to show that embassy security is wide open, are not being followed properly by the Marines that guard them. The Navy will run its other naval commandos, that's just another branch, basically, up against the Marines and try to have them get into the base and simulate blowing it up or killing people. Again, we're just here illustrating, James O'Keefe is here illustrating, that it's all security theater and a giant joke. Now, that said, coming up in the next segment, Obama has come out and said the ISIS war will take years. Obama's long ISIS war will take years and kill thousands. Of course, then AFP, French news agency, confirms that ISIS ISIS is primarily armed with U.S. weapons. You heard me right. And we told you this, of course, back when Benghazi took place, but now it's all confirmed.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the eighth day already of September 2014. We'll be here for the next 3 hours live. We have Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com, Ron Paul's former chief of staff, one of the top libertarians in the world, joining us to give his perspective on military strikes on ISIS and what his breakdown is on Rand Paul endorsing military action. I rarely have mixed feelings on an issue like this, but it's very complex and at the bottom of my gut, I want to see a massive air campaign against Al-Qaeda. That's who they are. But there's the rest of the story that I'm going to break down that's public information and that is so sensationally evil that if the public could ever grasp it, and the public's close to grasping it, it will bring down the entire power structure. Just like the pedophile scandal in England could bring down the royal family, the entire government, the whole system as well. The globalists, these different dynasties, are not invincible, but if we are invincibly ignorant and invincibly passive and invincibly stupid and are in comas and basically in trances, then we don't have any hope of ever changing anything. In fact, the only change you're going to see is things degrading, situations deteriorating and rotting very, very quickly. Let me give you a bottom line summation without going into a long history lesson for new people that just tuned in of what's happening. There have been radical, jihadi, expansionist, imperial Muslims since the time after Muhammad's death, the founder of Islam. They're in what is Saudi Arabia today. But there have been moderate versions of Islam. There have been many different configurations of that. The Ottoman Empire that was able to take over Constantinople and the headquarters of the Byzantine Empire in what is Turkey today. There's a long history there. But in World War One, you saw different power structures fighting on different sides. The world witnessed the Turks allied with the Germans. So there was a battle over who could control the Arabs and who could control the Muslims and who would snap up the pieces that were left at the end of World War One. British intelligence goes in and creates what is Saudi Arabia today. That's on record. By arming Bedouin tribes who could only be described as bandits, as desert and hill people who lived in basically 3,000-year-old style dwellings. Open-air tents. These are the people British intelligence set up. These are the people that now dominate Islam worldwide. And they were undoubtedly involved in 9/11. They were undoubtedly involved in the ISIS takeover of Syria and now Iraq and Libya. They are publicly giving the weapons to them. Now, when Hitler took over the Middle East and North Africa in World War II, he got the keys for about 3-4 years to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Caliphate and all these different groups. And then as soon as Hitler was defeated, the keys to the city of Islamic extremism were given again into the hands of British intelligence. They used radical Islam to overthrow the secular government of Iran. Then they double-crossed the Muslim extremist and put the Shah in. Then they double-crossed him and put the Ayatollahs in. Yes, they put them in. Iran-Contra deal, all of it. But it's lots of double and triple crossing. And here's the bottom line. That type of culture creates squalor and creates pain and creates unstable civilizations. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend is not the way to live. Machiavellian politics were similar in what is Italy today with the different city-states constantly fighting with each other and changing alliances and everyone having to live in armored fortresses because they might be killed any minute. It's a very unstable way to run your society. And the black nobility, the Venetian black nobility that basically ran to Scotland and to England about 700, 800 years ago, when people weren't sure if the Arabs weren't going to be able to successfully take over Italy, like they'd done Constantinople and what is Turkey today. So a bunch of those rich people ran out of Italy, and they all ran to basically England and France and Scotland. And so the system we live under is cutthroat, manipulative, triple dealing, triple crossing, no honor, incredibly corrupt. It's a system that Italy was under, and I'm just giving you basic gestalts here, after the fall of Rome in 410 when it was Byzantine. Again, Italy was Italy today, not run out of Italy, but run out of what is Turkey. It was Christian. It's not the Roman system they had before that was based on honor and family and tradition. That then again was corrupted in the decline of the Roman Empire. The point I'm getting at here is this mindset of being cutthroat and backstabbing and dishonorable, that's what I call it, is not only centered in and around Saudi Arabia. Those forms of thinking also have been going on in Europe for a very long time. And you have the Machiavellian school that is in direct competition with what you would call the school of Western chivalry, which is based on being honorable and stable and truthful and everything being your family name and never double dealing. But there was plenty of treachery went on as well in Western Europe. There's just different schools and different systems. Our government has a Machiavellian or almost Arabian, you could also call it, system of looting and betrayal and dishonor and double and triple dealing. See, I said I'd get into a short history lesson, and then it starts turning into a long one because these issues are so deep and so complex, but also so simple. Here's what I'm getting at. The West didn't want stable, secular, upright, prosperous Middle Eastern countries. There was a major school of that there, going back to the time of Egypt and before. Mathematics, so many of the sciences developed, invented there. Very high IQs, smart people. But that has all been removed and turned over to the Saudi Arabian extremists. And that's what the West wants, is a bunch of backwards, barbarous, suppressed people that they can then use to menace the West so the establishment can then take our basic liberties here. So when you hear about Ronald Reagan or Jimmy Carter, quote, creating Al-Qaeda and having them attack the Russians, they didn't create them. There was a relationship going back to British intelligence before that, again, specifically in Afghanistan, not just in Saudi Arabia. And so when we then see Obama caught with Benghazi giving 15,000 surface-to-air MPAD missiles that can shoot down aircraft all day long and all these other weapons to the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria, and the whole thing that's happened in Iraq, all of it has been orchestrated by the globalist in D.C., in London, in Tel Aviv, in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. And so there is no debating that the people running our government planned this whole deal. This war against ISIS is totally staged. The only reason it's happening is that there's such public education now about who really runs this and that it's Al-Qaeda, they changed the name two or three times to IS, to ISIS, back to IS, now to the caliphate, back to the caliphate, to confuse you. And they'll show a truck getting blown up every few days, with nobody running away from it, with no big explosions around it. Clearly, this is all staged. And they did this when they invaded Afghanistan in 2001. That's why we, quote, won in a week, because they would just have 14-year-old conscripts up front in grids that our troops could bomb, when the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda was then paid in gold, put on USC-130s, flown out to safety in Pakistan, It was called the Airlift of Evil. So they just repeat all this over and over again. So when Obama says the war will take years, they mean that when the jihadi nuts get out of line and go into a place they're not supposed to and loot it, they'll be bombed there just to keep them in line. It's like hurting them.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. Coming up, every day or two, I see new reports that are incredibly politically correct, where groups of black teens play the knockout game inside grocery stores, inside malls, And even on video, you know, say, get that white person, get him, for no reason. And it's not decried as racial. No one says it's wrong or bad. So these young teenagers actually think it's okay. I mean, if a group of 100 white people ran around beating up 100 black people or something, I would totally be blown away by it and would speak out against it and have. But it's not the case when black folks do it because of political correctness, which is meant to shut down people's normal instincts. I got to say something, though. You always see this type of stuff happen at night, and that's the time I carry a gun. Like, I'm just going to start carrying a gun at all times. I mean, if 100 people wanted to beat me down like Reginald Denny and beat my head in, I don't care if it's a group of black people or white people, I'm going to start shooting. Of course, you wouldn't have to shoot anybody if somebody just pulled a gun out. I mean, do you see 100 people attacking a cop? No, because the cop's got a gun. And imagine living in Chicago where, you know, see, I'm already going there. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. Getting back to the big enchilada issue, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is just the CIA, this has been declassified back in the mid-90s, database name. In Arabic, it means the base. The database of Wahhabist jihadis worldwide. In the Caucasus, in Chechnya, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. I mean, this is congressional hearings. The name Al-Qaeda is from the CIA. And by the way, Al-Qaeda operates as the globalist, Spectre, Chaos, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, as their destabilization secret army force, as their Cobra base. Shikari Jackson made that Cobra intro. We ought to play that coming back. They are the destabilizers within the system so the system can come in and take over. And here's the issue. I know most of you know that better than I. What do we do about it now? Because last year, this time, they were going to back Al-Qaeda with air raids on the main military bases of the Syrian government, who attack nobody, who's in a defensive posture with a secular military, who are angels compared to Muammar Gaddafi, and then he's an angel compared to Al-Qaeda. Then on a scale of 1 to 10, Gaddafi's like a 3, Al-Qaeda's a 10, Assad's a 1. Literally, you could go there, be a tourist. They were letting everybody in. They were starting to work with the West. What's the answer? Here comes 200,000 Al-Qaeda people to chop your heads off, 60%+ of the main force. Now, you talk about immoral. Our military finally got upset. This got decompartmentalized because our military knew, and I've had Tosh Plumlee, CIA on. Congress has confirmed it. Look it up. And I've got other sources. Colonel Schaefer's coming on. Schaefer was on 3 days after. He's coming on this week. He was on 3 days after Benghazi. And said it was basically an assassination of the ambassador to cover up the arms transfer. And he basically started naming Turkey. It turned out Turkish ambassador was there. And then he got called in and chewed out so bad he had to walk it back a little bit on air. But we told you exactly what really happened at the time. Now generals go on Fox News and admit it. Now it's in AP and AFP today in a government report. So I'm not saying, oh, I'm great, toot my horn. I'm saying we were right. Now, what are we going to do about this? Because Al-Qaeda renamed ISIS. They'll name it something else next week. The Caliphate, IS, they'll flip it to confuse you because it's so embarrassing. So Obama is being forced to bomb some of these ISIS forces who are all fighting with each other as well. It isn't that our government runs them. It's they've armed them, protected them, and opened the door. That's what they've done. It's like knowing wolves are in the woods that are hungry, and you go, you know, put a baby out in the woods and dump pig blood on them, hoping the wolves come eat them. You're an accomplice. Do you run the wolves? No. But you put the baby out for the wolves to eat them. You provided them. Gave the wolves their teeth. So here is the headline out of French news agency. Property of U.S. government, Islamic State jihadists armed with U.S. military weapons from Benghazi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. You understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's gonna come down on us.
Christ.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats officials and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
And that piece was put together by Ja'Kari Jackson and Darren McBreen, illustrating how there are shadow criminal groups, or a group, manipulating society, creating chaos. This is the real Machiavellian formula, or formulae. And finishing on this issue, Obama comes out and says, now it's going to take years to defeat ISIS. So Al-Qaeda had been defeated. They'd been reduced down to nothing after a decade-plus war with them. Real U.S. troops getting killed, real coalition forces getting killed, as the cover to sit on top of the opium, hundreds of billions a year, trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, $15 million blue tarps. They used to. A toilet seat was $800 as a way to siphon money off when it really cost $10. Well, now it's $15 million for a blue tarp that Halliburton puts up. So we're all thinking about the war. No, no, no. Al-Qaeda is being funded and allowed to operate and has now been resuscitated. They finally got rid of that Frankenstein and then only created 1,000 more. And then they do things like torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And that's back in the news today. And people are like, well, what? You're not for torturing Al-Qaeda? They get us to give up our morals because Jack Bauer tortures people for a decade every night on 24. And it's always to, you know, save everybody, of course. It always turns out to be a good to torture. Meanwhile, it turns out that the people they would torture from Al-Qaeda have been basically double agents and that they didn't want the public to ever learn about that. And they wanted them to confess. So they even confessed to bombing buildings that weren't even built when he was arrested. He was waterboarded for, what was it, 5 years off and on. Then they threatened to torture his son. There's the headline. CIA tortured Al-Qaeda suspects close to the point of death by drowning them in water-filled baths. That's in the London Telegraph today. Well, that's old news. Back when they thought they could sell the idea, that was the corruption of America, they would admit on television that, well, we've taken the gloves off. We're working on the dark side. We're torturing these people. When all they were doing was torturing people that knew too much or torturing people they needed to then confess so they could sell a fake narrative of 9/11. We attacked Iraq when 15 of the hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. So see how easy it is to understand what happened on 9/11 13 years later this Thursday when we see Al-Qaeda openly armed in Syria for 4 years. They were the only major fighting force. It's Saudi Arabia. It's jihadi. They want to kill the Shiite Alawite government, Christian coalition government. They want to go in there and kill everyone. I mean, the inner Muslim fighting is 10 times even the dislike of Israel or Christians. It is so intense. And who's the main driver? The radical Shiites in Saudi Arabia, the radical Sunnis in Saudi Arabia, who are dedicated to hunting down even moderate Shiites and killing them. And because this is somewhat of a complex issue, the public can't grasp it, and the government, the system knows it. I just mixed the two up, trying to describe it. If American men knew as much about the world and religions and geopolitical systems as they knew about the defensive line of the Dallas Cowboys or the UT Longhorns or the LSU Tigers, we would be in a free country and the system couldn't get away with this. But it thinks we're so dumb that it's even come out that in Iraq, in Turkey, in northern Israel, in Jordan, in Qatar, our government, the British government, the French government, our commandos trained and armed the cadres to then go create brigades after brigades, more than 40 brigades. Some estimates are that high of al-Qaeda, to then have them organize and invade Syria and now turn back around and invade Iraq to create that new al-Qaeda-sponsored base. And they only bomb them when the public learns about it. And some of the media is hyping it to promote the war on terror. So Obama is forced to do some limited bombing to make it look like they're trying to stop him. So even the political system can't coordinate its lies. Meanwhile, our military has been freaking out for several years exposing this, saying we don't want to arm these people. They're going to end up attacking the United States. This is immoral to turn these countries over with Christians in them and to let these murdering animals run around and blow up every mosque and church that isn't part of their system and crucify and chop the heads off of even children. So the reason I harp on this so much is that if this ever gets out, which is starting to, it's already gotten out in our military because they've been fighting these people, so they know the players. They understand the names and the region and the history. So the military is awake by the prima facie fact that they have been to these places. They have fought these people. They know what these flags mean. They know who these people are. So the military is just freaking out right now, giving arms, weapons, impads to these folks, and now the facade is collapsing. And I don't know what the establishment is going to do, because as it comes out that al-Qaeda, IS, is being run out of Washington, D.C., and run out of NATO headquarters in Europe, as that comes out, and that Israel is working with them, that's come out in the Israeli papers, as all of that comes out, we're all having a moral debate now. Are we going to openly support al-Qaeda? Are we going to openly be this evil and to sow this type of discord and mass murder? Because if we don't speak out against it, if we don't say no to it, we're part of it. So now Rand Paul has come out and said that he supports airstrikes on ISIS. And I, in spirit, agree with that. But you can't come out and say that without pointing out that our government helped arm them, which Rand Paul did as well. And that's why I support what he's saying. If we repent of this, if we have an open discussion of it, if we admit it, and then destroy it, that would be this country taking a moral course. But they don't want to do that. They're going to let ISIS, known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq previously, take over the entire Middle East, Africa, you name it. There is a global offensive being launched by radical Sunni Islamicists in Central Africa, Western Africa, Northern Africa, in the Philippines, in Indonesia, in Central Asia, in Pakistan, all over the world. And that's why I've said I expect ISIS attacks to happen in Europe or to happen in the Middle East using MPADs, shooting down aircraft. Unless we make it a big issue, then the politicos will try to actually use the intelligence agencies to stop them. But if we just let them attack and don't expose the establishment, they'll spin it and use that to take our liberties. We can use the enemy's propaganda push with Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS, against them, saying you're behind it, you're involved, you're going to let them attack, our borders are open, so that A, we can put pressure on securing the borders, but B, force the system to roll up Al-Qaeda. But Obama's statement, I'm going to play it in a moment, that, oh no, this is going to go on for years, meaning into the next administration, means that they're planning to launch this even bigger worldwide and use this clash of civilizations to take our freedoms away. So let's go ahead and play that clip of President Obama coming out and saying this will take years. Here it is.
This is not going to be an announcement about U.S. ground troops. This is not the equivalent of the Iraq War.
All right, we're going to find that clip because we had it in the computer, and I think it skipped ahead to a part here, but I can read you the quote. Obama's long ISIS war, it will take years and kill thousands. Continuation of creation destruction under the war on terror banner. The New York Times, long the preferred conduit for war propaganda, has laid out Obama's plan to defeat ISIS, a.k.a. the Islamic State, in Iraq and Syria. And then it goes on with his quote saying it will take years. But the issue here is that the decision has been made to split Iraq in three parts, give Kurdistan to the Kurds in the north, give the east into the southeast to Iran, and to give that western area into Syria, western area of Iraq into eastern Syria, to Islamic State and allow them to operate. They let them get the arms, build up, come in their convoys. They could have been taken out right then as they massed. They allowed them to overrun and to get infrastructure and dams and all the electricity and weapons they need. And they tried to spin it that, oh, they seized U.S. weapons caches at bases in Iraq, as if our military just left these weapons there waiting for them to come overrun it and get it. But in the new report that's in AFP, they admit that, no, the weapons were given directly to the rebels in Syria, which is this same group. But they're trying to spin it, saying ISIS got it from those rebels. No, they got it directly in Benghazi and in other weapons caches that were turned over to Islamic State, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda. Property of U.S. government, Islamic State jihadists armed with U.S. military weapons. French news agency. Islamic State fighters appear to be using captured U.S. military-issued arms and weapons supplied to moderate rebels in Syria, report finds. None of those rebels were moderate. Islamic State fighters appear to be using captured U.S. military-issued arms and weapons supplied to moderate rebels in Syria by Saudi Arabia, according to a report published on Monday. The study by the London-based small arms research organization, Conflict Armament Research, documented weapons seized by Kurdish forces from militants in Iraq and Syria over a 10-day period. This was back in July. The reports of the jihadists disposed of significant quantities of U.S.-made small arms, including M16 assault rifles, included in photos showing the markings property of U.S. government. It also found that anti-tank rockets used by IS in Syria were identical to M79 rockets transferred by Saudi Arabia to forces operating under the Free Syrian Army umbrella in 2013. Basically, tow missiles. Here is the actual AFP article if you're watching us on television. So now they've got generals on Fox News going, well, we helped create ISIS, so now we've got to take them out. They're not taking them out. If they paint outside the numbers, if they don't do what they're told and go kill every Christian they find and blow up every non-radical Muslim mosque and kill the Iraqi Defense Forces, if they go into Kurdish areas where they've got EU oil deals and Chinese oil deals, the Western powers have divided Iraq in three pieces. And Iran's been told, give up some of your weapons, play ball with us. We'll let you have your own little Shiite wonderland there again in eastern Iraq. So I've spent most of the hour on this. That's what's going on. And the reason we're down at the border showing it's wide open is because, again, there's staged terror, there's provocateur terror, then there's terror where they arm them and open the door up and let a real terrorist group attack. That's what's going on, and there's a good chance they're getting us ready for an ISIS attack here in the United States. And I just want to point out that the criminals that run our government were behind it.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
hand-wringing here on air. Because there's a lot of good stuff happening. Our military's woken up to the fact that we are arming Al-Qaeda. And then they've got to get killed fighting them. Because you have to understand, even the low-level jihadis, they don't know either what's going on. They're compartmentalized. They were brought up with no education in many cases out in the middle of the desert or the mountains. Still others are weird, spoiled brats from England, the U.S., and Europe who have wealthy families and who want to go out and be adventurers or something. You know, some people go and get into UFC, MMA-type stuff to have fun and adventure. Some people become cops. Some people, you know, start rock climbing. Well, some people go and they join Al-Qaeda. But see, it's okay to join Al-Qaeda now because they've given it a nice name like IS. And now the British government says, oh, we need to let them operate on Facebook and Twitter and let them come back to England. They're not bad boys. They really mean well. See, it's all how the media spins it. But ISIS is committing so many horrible atrocities, it's backfiring. And there are some people in the power structure that do want to take them out. So you're seeing some propaganda that is pushing for striking them. If you want to strike ISIS, you need to remove the Saudi Arabian government, who is behind all this to a great extent. It's the main engine of it, but then you're back to British intelligence. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into the economy, the Second Amendment, a Washington Post article, stop and seize, aggressive police take hundreds of millions of dollars from motorists, not charged with crimes, not caught with drugs. That ties in with former New Orleans mayor sentenced to 10 years in prison for all sorts of criminal activity. Okay, well, if he's going to go to jail, what about the Federal Reserve money laundering billions of dollars a month? That's been in the mainstream news. See, I love how they'll burn some low-level official because, see, that doesn't threaten the whole power structure. But they won't go after the big banks that run the drug aircraft, that run the torture rings. Oh, yeah, it's come out that the bank aircraft for Wells Fargo, but Warren Buffett's such a nice man, and Wachovia were used to fly drugs and weapons back and forth and then also were involved in rendition. But he's a nice old man. He eats ice cream cones on TV. He owns Dairy Queen, so everything's okay. By the way, he's a serious gangster. I don't even like talking about him, but I have to. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. And being naive only makes things get worse. Now, we're also first when we come back, I'm going to get the number out. We're going to take calls on any of these issues you want to discuss or any other topics in the next hour ahead of our guests joining us. I'm also going to get into racial attacks against whites are intensifying all over the country. Strangely enough, we see racial attacks by Hispanics against blacks in the FBI numbers in L.A. and other areas. We see racial attacks on blacks by Hispanics. We don't see a lot of Hispanics attacking whites racially. Sometimes you see it for robbery or vice versa. But it's interesting sociology. We're seeing blacks preying on blacks and on whites. And the media will not decry it as racist. When Hispanic gangs attack blacks, they'll just shoot an old black man on the side of the road, you name it, in L.A. Happens almost every day. It's terrible. It should be decried. If whites go out and drag an old black man to death, it should be decried. But the media will never say blacks when they go out and do this. You got to watch the video. They're like, get that white lady. And they're sitting there, you know, stomping on her head. What's going to happen when people start pulling guns out of their purses? Because, let me tell you, folks, it's time across the board for people to defend themselves. So that's coming up in the next hour as well. But the big issue is the political correctness. The people doing this think it's okay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
for pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3131.